It's Lady A's downtown. It's Ken on a Monday afternoon. I had such a great Friday because I had a chance to sit down with one of the nicest guys in country music, Owen Riegling. We had a chance to catch up and talk about what a big year 2024 has been for him. Everything from headlining his own tour to playing a concert in the sand at Sauble Beach.
But then there's like the iconic things like getting to play the Ryman, where it's like the crowd's not... It's not the same crowd as you get at Sauble Beach when everybody's been drinking since 10 a.m. It's more of the sit-down, like, you're in a legendary venue, pretty cool moment for me on stage, and that's in its own category. So, I mean, some of those broadcast things, I got to play the All-Star game. I played a song on that. I got to perform on the CCMA's broadcast this year. I got to perform at the Grey Cup. Like, those are three television broadcasts that I got to do this year, which is like, that was my first time on TV in January with the All-Star, and now I've got to, I feel like I've done it a couple times, and I sort of know the whole runaround and how you do that, so it's cool. I feel like I've learned a lot this year. And
getting comfortable on TV and on the stage with his Old Dirt Road Trip Tour, Owen Riegling. This is Moonshines.
Back in the hills where the woods get thick.
Hey, it's Mackenzie Porter and Have Your Beer. It's Ken for a Monday. And is it just me or did it feel like this weekend absolutely flew by? So we had a lot of stuff. We got the Christmas tree this weekend and did all the decorating. And next thing I know, it's Monday. Well, a new researcher who wrote a book called Happy Hour, How to Beat Distraction, Expand Your Time, and Focus on What Matters Most, says that there is a way you can get around your weekend flying by. She says, treat your weekend and start calling it a mini vacation instead of a weekend. And that will make the difference, because if you treat it like a vacation, you will do more of the things you need to do to unwind. You will sleep longer. You'll have more fun. You won't worry about, you know, kind of knocking off all those chores that you've been putting off through the work week. So I'm gonna do this. Can't wait. Countdown is on till my next vacation. 5 days and counting. And a boy like me, there's Aaron Goodwin. It is Ken for a Tuesday afternoon. Got Post Malone, Morgan Wallen coming up. Sam Hunt on the way. Sam Hunt has already committed as one of the headliners for the 2025 edition of Boots and Hearts. Also confirming Billy Zimmerman, Chase Rice, Co Wetzel, Tyler Hubbard, Hardy going to be a part of the 2025 edition. And an easy way for you to be there just by downloading the brand new Seeker app. We've got some Seeker stocking stuffers up for grabs. Some pretty cool things, including weekend passes to the 2025 edition of Boots and Hearts, August 7th to 10th. There's also a chance for you to see Kelsey Ballerini on that February 8th at Scotiabank Arena, or Post Malone and Jelly Roll together with that show at Rogers Center on May 26th. All you need to do is download that Seeker app from the App Store and Google Play, something you probably should do anyway, so you can catch Lainey Wilson anywhere you go. Here's Watermelon Moonshine.